is the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. To learn more about Next Level Loan Officers, go to becomenl.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Next Level Loan Officers podcast. I'm here today with my main man and friend and co-founder, Sean Zamenhof. I'm Kenneth Travis, and we are going to be talking to you about what you're doing today to drive, what are you doing today to drive more loan apps and be able to close more deals. Sean, welcome.
Kenneth Travis. Good day, man. It's always a good day when I get to see you and we get to spend some time together in the coming weeks, which just makes me even more excited, bro.
I hear that, man. So, Sean, what are you, this is seems to be a common conversation that you and I've been having with a lot of loan officers all across the country. And it's all about, you know, the things that they're doing or not doing to drive more loan apps to be able to close more deals. What are you seeing or hearing around this conversation that you think loan officers need to hear?
Well, one thing is you can't be a flamingo. And so sticking your head in the sand and waiting for loan apps to come in is not going to serve you. You know, there's a lot of loan officer headcount that's going away in the industry. Now, that's not the loan officers that you and I are competing with, though. Those are the call center loan officers that are really dropping. Now, in the near future, I think that is going to change. So you have to stay relevant, number one. Otherwise, man, every realtor I speak with says there has never been a time in the industry right now that they have had more phone calls, more cards, more things, more loan officers reaching out to them than they ever had before. So how do you stand out from the competition? So one thing, you got to just stay visible. And so there's two things that we do every week that super low response, but get out to the masses. And so number one is at the beginning of the week, we send out a rate email. Hey, here's the rates for the week. Helps them see what they can offer their clients. And, you know, I mean, one in 9,000 agents looks at it, but you know, most of them see my name come across in the subject line. And then on Fridays, it's sometimes Fridays, depending on when we get it done. We often send it out Saturday morning. I notice that we sometimes we'll complete it on Friday, but then set it in the CRM to send out Saturday morning. Something of value, a program, something about how we get offers accepted, something about how agents that work with us make more money per hour than working with other loan officers, and then give them some information on how we back that up. So those, there's other things that we'll talk about, but those are first my huge audience that takes, you know, a few minutes a week to prepare that gets to, but get out in front of a ton of people just to say, hey, we're here, because I know there's other loan officers putting their head in the sand. And I know that there's other loan officers that they work with right now, because I've gained two relationships this year from realtors that their LO is not in the business anymore.
Yeah. That's something that you said just then was stay visible. And I love that, because it kind of reminds me of my routine. I go to Starbucks pretty often. Sean,
pretty often,
almost, yeah, maybe almost daily. But the thing is that when I get there, you know, they already know what I want. They're like, oh yeah, hey KT, this, you know, your usual. Yes, your usual. And the reason I'm telling you this, and you know, what the heck does it even have to do with originating loans? Well, it actually has everything to do with growing your business, right? It's called familiarity, right? And what we have to do is we have to do the same with our real estate agents, right? In order for us to be successful, we need to become our realtor's habit, right? So that like when they have a deal that they need to refer someone, it's just a habit for them to be able to send it to you. And to your point, it's like all of the things, some of the things, most all the things you just said is like, what are the things that we have to do consistently to become that familiarity and that habit that when they think of mortgage, that they think of you first and they want to send you business. I think a lot of loan officers have call reluctance. You know, they're afraid to reach out to these agents, and, you know, you don't have to beg for business. I don't beg for business. I like for realtors to chase me. And I do. I have realtors chasing me, not me chasing them. And there's a strategy to that, right? Maybe we'll share a little bit on this podcast on what that means. But another question I have for everyone, Sean, is like, what are you doing to help realtors sell more homes, right? And I think one of the biggest and best opportunities that we have is to educate real estate agents. Because when you educate them to the loan programs, because, you know, that are outside the box that really might win them a deal, it's amazing. I think of things like the bank statement loans and these stated programs and a lot of these niche products that are out there.
Those loans you and I wouldn't touch 2 years ago that now we're masters at.
Yeah. And it's probably less than 5% of my business. Yes. Conventional, FHA, USDA, VA, those are my cookie cutter transactions that everyone can do. But what are you teaching above and beyond, or teaching things and products that differentiate you from all the other originators? And I find a lot of this education can be taught in those niche products that you don't often use, however, are good marketing bait, so to speak, to stay in front of real estate agents and to have conversations with them and continuously bring them education and value. I talk all the time about programs that are just basic. Like I talk about VA and FHA and teach them things inside of those loan programs, conventional loans. Like, did you know that you can do a bank, like you can buy a house, you know, 12 months into bankruptcy, right? Like they don't know these things. And so when you give them and arm them with the information that they need to take out there to the consumer market, a lot of times they refer me deals saying, hey, this may be a good candidate for your bank statement loan, KT. And then come to find out I can do a full doc traditional loan on it, right? Blows my mind. But I do think that, you know, teaching classes, notifying agents, I use a Facebook group, also email to give them market conditions and updates. I have a lot of realtors listen to this podcast here locally. Blows my mind because I'm always promoting on my personal feed and people are like, okay, T, I listened to your podcast. It was awesome. I'm like, really? You know, it amazes me the amount of agents that listen to our podcast. You know, are you sending them a monthly newsletter, whether it's email or written? You know, are you offering co-branding flyers? Are you doing any other co-branding activities with them? Are you giving them tools, right? Or partnering with them on tools to be able to sell more homes? And are you providing, you know, weekly updates on the loan process? You know, how are you showing up inside your loan transaction? These are things that are going to help drive more loan apps. Would you agree, Sean? Like,
yeah. So like those are a lot of the Friday emails, like that's the DSCR email. So it's consistent that they're going to get the rate email and then they're going to get something of value from me. And so, you know, like so many, a lot of people right now, they've got great credit, they've got assets, but they can't prove any income. So they're completely unbankable in the traditional world or unmortgageable, but you know, they can get a low 7% rate. Of course, it's some kind of honor, but they can get a low 7% rate and have a really great product to use for them. And so that's something that we really educate our realtors on. And those, you know, if I tell them something about FHA, they're like, eh, whatever, because they just glaze over at FHA. But if I tell them something unique, that's when they raise their hands. And so when you're sending out these large communications, so that's top of the funnel, tip of the spear, what we're looking at. But then the next step is about every other month. Sometimes it's every month, but at least every other month, there's some kind of educational class that I'm holding, whether it's on a specific program, set of programs, teaching them about ChatGPT, you know, explaining my process, I help agents get offers accepted. I am better than almost anybody listening to this podcast right now. 99.99% of people listening to this podcast, you don't do what I do to get offers accepted for your realtor. So when I send a realtor an email or when I look a realtor in the face and say, if you work with me, you will increase the dollars you make per hour. And then I can tell them exactly how I do that and back that up all of a sudden, then that gets them listening. Hey, Mr. Agent, are you tired of showing house after house and spending your gas, no, just losing out on contracts? You get this FHA buyer in your car, and that FHA buyer never gets accepted. I get FHA and VA loans accepted every single week. I had a realtor tell me last week, I posted it in Inside of Pro. I posted that text thread in inside of our community, KT. Yeah. And she said it was the first FHA offer in 2 years that she had seen a seller accept. And I was like, I get them done every single week. And she was like, well, you know, with what you do, I'm not surprised. And that offer, it was a multiple offer situation, accepted ahead of other conventional offers because of what we did to do that. And now there's also things that we do with buyers to get more loan apps and close the net to close more deals too. But do you have anything else to add on that first?
No, I love it, man. I think that I love that strategy. We've been teaching Inside Next Level for a long time. It's just a brilliant strategy, and it brings a lot of value to the marketplace, especially in today's conditions. You mentioned ChatGPT a while ago. Something else, like I just recently had created a PowerPoint, presented it to a group of realtors. Huge success. They were blown away by the capabilities, but I didn't just teach them ChatGPT. I taught them how to use it as a real estate agent, even gave them 100 prompts that were very real estate specific to help get them started in the right direction. And they were absolutely blown away. Also made a Facebook post recently, Sean. It was about a special loan program, a non-QM type product. And I had 40 DMs. That's a lot of DM, bro. I had so many people coming out of the woodworks, clients, past clients, people that I knew in the community, real estate agents, and I probably had gotten 8 to 10 referrals, man, people that I got applications on and pulled credit just from one simple photo. It was from educating and giving them something that they haven't heard of before in my marketplace, right? Doesn't work in every marketplace, you know, but it does in mine. So just, you know, I love the idea of becoming your agent's habit. And it's finding these things, and there's multiple. And I got to say this, Sean, Everything that Sean and I are referring to that we're using are tools inside of our pro community, right? And it's basically steal and distribute. You can walk in there and you can swipe it and put your picture and logo on it. And
you know, KT, there's actually half of what we're talking about is in our free community. You can just go to becomenl.com. Mm-hmm. Or check the show notes. So there's a link in the show notes as well too.
Exactly right.
And yep. You can, like, a lot of this stuff is absolutely free. You get our community. You can download our app. You can log in online. But yep. just you yep. can get a ton of what we're saying. All this is just shared all for absolutely $0 and a little bit of time to get signed up.
Yep. Yep. I love it.
Well, what else? So I want to talk about a couple other things here, KT. Yep.
I felt like you had a couple more in you.
So, the power of the handwritten note. And I want to ask you, I want you all to take a moment. You're mowing your lawn, you're driving in your car. And I want you to answer this question. Do you convert 100% of the loan applications that you take that are approvable? So, if your answer is yes to that, DM me, look me up online, and because I'm going to personally hire you to be my coach, because there's nobody who converts 100% of approvable loan applications. So I have, and if you're watching this on YouTube here, you're going to see. So I have some really nice stationery I made. So this is like some nice blue foil. So one, I write notes to realtors every single week. Try to do it every single day, but every single week I write handwritten notes to realtors. Applications we've taken under contract, looking to touch base, anything real simple. Like when you feel my card stock and you get this, like it's something nice. Well, the other thing that I do is if I'm taking a loan application from somebody, so I'll write them a handwritten note. Where if somebody's fallen out, they're not kind of returning my phone calls, like I'll write them a handwritten note and be like, oh, by the way, you know, reach out to me when you get this. That message will be included inside of it. So like that is something that I do that separates my, nobody's getting handwritten notes and nobody's getting them on super nice stationery. Like this looks like, I mean, when I went to the printer, I had it designed like a wedding envelope. I told them I want the foil. They're like, what are you doing this for? I'm like, I just want my stationery to be this nice because when you pick it up, it's weighty. And
so when you guys listening to this, you can't see what Sean's holding up. It's just a very bougie, thank you note. It's very well, nicely designed.
I mean, they're a couple bucks a piece to print. I mean, they're not cheap, but when you think about it, like if it cost me, you know, if they're $1,000, $2,000 to get 1,000 of them printed, do I close a couple more loans for doing this? I'm going to send notes anyway. I'm just getting some nicer cards printed.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, I do.
If you don't, I'll add to that for you. And I use it in mine. I have it here in my desk. It's a wax, process where you can actually heat the wax up, import it, and then stamp it with your logo or whatever you have. Mine's actually a T. I love it. And realtors love it because they get this wax sealed, thank you card, and it kind of takes it to the next level for them. They're not used to seeing that. They are now. Once they get cards from it, they expect it now, but it's just that little extra differentiating yourself from other people. It's just that in itself has been $1 million idea that I've done over the years that have worked really, really well for me. And just a handwritten note card. Yeah, it's great. Put a wax seal on it. Like it'll take it to the next level. I even got one for my office manager when I don't have time to do it, I give it to her and she does it. So it works out really well.
Yeah. I mean, people haven't put wax seals on stuff in 300 years. So, you get that and that's like, what's this? I need to open this.
Yeah. Maybe it's an East Texas thing. I don't know.
It's new and unique. Like that's why it's so awesome to do. I'm just saying it hasn't been, there hasn't been a need. They didn't have glue on envelopes back in the day. And so it just says, like having a really nice piece of stationery, it just says, man, I got to open this. I got to see what's going on.
Yeah. And hey, just an insider tip. Don't lick the envelope. You just close it and wax seal it. You don't need to lick it and seal it. They'll never get into it. So anyway, well, guys, I hope that this podcast has served you well. I really do. Sean and I get fired up about having these conversations and we're in the trenches just like you, and we're, trying to help you move the needle in your business. We take time out of our busy days to be here, and we're grateful that you're here listening, and we certainly appreciate it. We also love 5-star reviews on our podcast. We've gotten over 200,000 downloads since we've started this podcast. Got a lot of really positive feedback, so keep it coming. It certainly motivates me to want to keep delivering.
It's up to over a quarter of a million now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I do believe that that's accurate. So anyway.
So, hey, guys, we have a ton more that we can share with you on exactly what we're doing to create value, to add value, to get our offers accepted. But, what we know is that if we give you 18 things on this podcast, you'll do none. So you've heard 4 or 5 really solid ideas. Go implement one of these ideas, 2 of these ideas into your business, and then hit us up. Let us know. Join our absolutely free community. Just go to the show notes, click the link. It'll be inside of there for you. You can get inside for free. Post a note in there and tell us what you've done, what you've implemented, and how it's moving the needle for you. And this is your Next Level Loan Officers podcast, the number one podcast for loan officers by loan officers.
That's it. Let's go, man. That's it, man. It's a great closing, dude. I love that one.
All right,
guys, y'all. Make it a terrific day. We'll see.
Peace out, friends.